Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. And there's nothing like running a business together to test the limits of marital bonds.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just say up front, I couldn't do this, especially when that business becomes a full-time job. Here now to share his journey to full-time selling on eBay as one half of a couple is Keith Tuohy. He and his wife are known on eBay as top-rated sellers, Stained Glass Karen. Keith, how long have you been selling on eBay?
Karen started part-time in 2004, and she's been on full-time since 2007, and I just went full-time the beginning of this month. Oh. We've been working about a year, working up to that, and now I'm full-time eBay.
Well, congratulations. Have you two ever worked together other than eBay?
Not really, no.
John and I have had 20-something years. We've been together 41 years, but we've been working together 20-something years. And both in the radio broadcasting business and our little eBay business as well. So, I know some of the things you guys may be going through, maybe not. What do you and Karen sell?
Well, we sell wholesale arts and crafts supplies, and then we sell things that we've thrifted from, you know, thrift stores and hard goods and clothing and stuff like that. So we're trying to learn a lot of new things as well. So it's a kind of a combination of wholesale things and the thrift store things that we find.
So what brought you to eBay? What was the situation that made you start selling?
Actually, Karen was selling used books on half.com. And that wasn't working so well, so she taught herself to sell on eBay. And then she's kind of been reinventing herself and as she's going along and got into doing it full-time and just has this little worldwide enterprise and ships all over and has a blast.
So what
I've been watching it, and I wanted to join her. You know,
what were you doing before eBay?
I had a fun job. I was working in activities in a memory care unit. So I was going in and dancing with these little ladies, and we'd do exercise and just have a great time. But we were, I really enjoyed that job. But for the last year, I've been selling stuff, and I found out I was actually making as much money on eBay as I was on my full-time job. So we really wanted to own our own time, and so we've been working for a year. How can we make this go to full-time?
So, what do you enjoy most about selling as a couple?
The fact that, well, one, we get to set our own schedule. And the other thing is that we find such totally different things. We'll split up in the stores, and I'll look at stuff, and I never would have even thought to look at that. And she's, well, look it up and see how it sells. And I'll do the same thing. And so we're both learning a lot more than if we were just doing things on our own.
So, Griff, at the beginning, you said you probably could not do this. Work with your honey bunny on a day-to-day basis.
Maybe I could. I might. I don't know. I don't mean to say.
It's not
it's
always
difficult,
easy.
Isn't it? Though? No, I think it is
Now,
hard.
They've only been doing it a month. So, any challenges you've encountered working together so far, Keith?
Just learning our rhythm, how we're going to establish our day, you know, to make sure that we're using our time well. We got to take a month and be snowbirds in the beginning of the year. And so we got a practice chance of spending a whole month of just being full-time and trying to work out that rhythm. So we're still working on learning how to maximize our time.
Griff, it does take some practice to work together.
It does. Yeah.
Because you've got to share the ideas. You've got to, and of course, in Keith's situation, Karen is the expert at this point, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, she's teaching me all the stuff.
So, and men and women have to learn to, you know, kind of partner to partner, kind of not let these things get to you. That I know. Talk to me in a year. We're going to have to do this again in a year after you guys have been working together that long. So have you run into any challenges yet?
Not really any real challenges. We love keeping our customers happy, and occasionally we don't always agree on how much we should, you know, let's refund them right away or let's not. But The biggest challenge is when we get an offer on something, trying to decide, should we take it or not? And that's where we run into the most differences.
So how long have you been married?
40 years.
Oh, you too, huh?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is going to be very interesting and very exciting. You must be very excited.
Oh, yeah, we are. We are.
So, yeah, Griff, they have more than 25,000 positive feedbacks, Griff.
That's pretty good. That's excellent.
And a shooting star.
Give us, and 25,000 feedbacks.
Right. Give us some tips on how you keep your customers happy, would you, Keith?
Yeah, I'll let Karen do that because she's done most of that.
Hi, Karen.
Hello. We have old landline, so we're having problems having both being on here. What was the question?
So you have more than 25,000 positive feedbacks.
Yes.
A shooting star.
Yeah.
Please give us some tips on how you keep your customers happy.
Okay. Our other landline's beeping, so we might lose you here. But we sell wholesale craft supplies, and craft people are happy people. They're easy to please, and we're quick to respond to any problems with replacements or refunds. So try to keep everybody happy.
So what do you do when somebody is unreasonable?
We haven't had too many of those. We just try to stay professional and calm and give them some options of, you know, we can do this or this, and say which is best for you. And
so you've been an entrepreneur for how many years?
I've been full-time since 07. This is my 10th year.
Are you excited about Keith staying home with you every day?
Yes, I kept urging him. It was time to jump in. He kept saying, oh, I don't know. And
it's so much fun, and you can have lunch together on your lunch breaks. And we enjoy working together, but there are challenges.
Yes.
Which you probably don't know about yet. So what would you tell other couples who want to sell on eBay?
We started slow. We, you know, like you said, he started a year and a half ago, and see how it went, and just kind of go with each other's strengths and do each part that one enjoys and source together and have fun.
Where do you source?
Thrift stores mostly, garage sales in the summer, estate sales. I do wholesale craft supplies, so that's my part. But we're having fun.
Does he have a passion for anything in particular that he looks for?
No, we just, I'm excited to, you know, watch the YouTube channels and the eBay radio and social media and learn about what's trending, and we go out and look for them, see what we can find.
What do you think about the new deal today about the guaranteed delivery times?
Oh, that sounds exciting. I can't wait to read the details. And
what's your handling time now?
We do one day, and we have a 60-day return policy. I'd make it longer if it was an option, but so that
you would you really?
Yeah, if anybody complains, I'd do 365. But the choices are only 60 days, so that's what I put. It gets us a slight edge over everybody else selling the same craft supplies.
So, do you look at your competitors often?
Only when something stops selling, and then I'll say, you know, am I too high, or is it stopped being of interest, or I'll go and peek at others, but. Not usually.
So, Karen and Keith, is Keith on with us also, or is it one at a time here? It's okay.
We're sharing the phone, but it's beeping with low battery, so.
Okay. So, Keith told us about his job.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he's always done, the activity thing?
No, he was a quality manager for 25 years and then got laid off during the recession time there in the early 2000s and retrained and decided to do something fun.
So how long did it take you to convince him to quit his job? How long have you been talking to him about it?
Oh, I don't know, maybe 6 months. And we practiced being snowbirds this winter. We went south for a month and took all of our business with and did a practice run at being together 24/7, and we enjoyed it. So
no murders.
No murders happened.
Everything worked out. Well, you know, some couples, even though they enjoy doing things together, they find that when they are working together, day after day, they do have to find their own separate places to go. Is your house big enough for that?
Yeah, we got two stories. And Keith also is a painter, so he has a working studio downtown that he can run away to. And
so you got it all working out.
Yeah, we're...
That's pretty good. Griff, I wonder how many couples we have out there.
I suspect a lot more than you might think, mm-hmm. because it's, you know, I think it's the kind of work that if you can do it together, it's definitely going to be more fun and productive than it is if you're doing it alone.
Mm-hmm. I do. There's quite a few YouTube channels with couples that do it together, so it's fun to watch what they do. And
we've also been teaching a couple of friends of ours that are couples, and they're doing it together as a couple now too. So.
Well, that's a business on the side you can guys have. You guys could have is teaching couples. I think it's a great idea. I do. And in the old days, you know, you look back in history, men and women did the business together on the farm. Even when you owned, you were the blacksmith or you owned the shoe repair shop.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife did it with you. You lived up above it. This is not a new thing. This is an old thing. Glad it's working for you.
Well, happily married artist, I hope that you're able to continue being happy and married and successful on eBay. Good luck. This segment was sponsored by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. Call us at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Hop on down the bunny trail to more sales this Easter with a celebration of all things spring. List anything pastel, flowered, or suitable for an Easter basket, as well as anything bunny or egg-related. Promote any crosses you may have, such as pendants or earrings, and don't put all your marketing eggs in one basket. Make an Easter collection on eBay, then put together an Easter items and ideas board on Pinterest. Post Easter recipes or fun ways to color eggs on your Facebook business page with a link to your store. Tweet links to your most Eastery items. Finally, look for Easter decor on clearance and stock up for next year.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6-Bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6-Bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6-Bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management, there are three versions of 6-Bit, Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise, so it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6-Bit work for you. Try 6-Bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
We're always on the lookout for interesting and relevant eBay Radio guests who can help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with your fellow sellers, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com, click on past episodes to get to the archives, then click on Be a Guest at the top of any archives page and fill out the web form. We'll get back to you ASAP and maybe see you on the radio soon. Listen while you list.